Katy Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A heat advisory begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and remains in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. Ample sunshine expected today with highs around 104. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance for storms, lows level off around 75. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 93.
This harvest report on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts. Harvest continuing here in north central Kansas as we have area producers working in the fields in all of our area counties in Smith, Jewell, Osborne, Mitchell, Lincoln, Cloud counties working hard as the heat ramped up over the weekend and fields are drying out, obviously, with that heat. And we had a chance to catch up with Blake McMillan. His family farms in mostly southern Jewell County, and he gave an update on how their harvest is going.
Well, our farm is right at the edge of Randall, and everything's kind of within 6-8 miles of Randall and kind of a circle. And we got started middle of last week, had one little rain delay, and then otherwise everything's been pretty smooth sailing. We've got about 2/3 of it cut so far. It's been going pretty well. Soybean wheat, first year wheat was all in the mid-50s, and we got into the second year continuous wheat, and it's all been running in the 70s. So last year we destroyed all but a couple hundred acres, and what we did cut made about 15. So yeah, definitely a different year. We sprayed everything with the airplane this year, fungicide, because there was a kind of a threat of strike rust coming around. So the test weights have been pretty good. Anything from 59 to, we had a 62 on one yesterday, so been great. We're down to just under 300 acres, so I'd say that could be done in 2 days, but better count on more like 3.
Again, that was Blake McMillan from the Randall area and his family's harvest, and we thank him for taking the time to give us that update. We'll continue to keep you up to date here this week during our harvest reports. The harvest report on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts.
Simpson Farm Enterprises carries the Apache line of sprayers, and there's a reason. In fact, there's several reasons. Apache sprayers come in 5 different models to fit every size of operation. They feature premium technology and the exclusive power-to-the-ground mechanical-driven traction. Most of all, the 5-year warranty offered by Apache is unmatched. That's why they have the highest retained value in the industry. See Simpson Farm Enterprises today at any of their 5 locations and spray with the best you can buy.
Storms pop up quickly and can put a lot of homeowners in a world of hurt. After the storm, you want to get things done quickly and efficiently. That's where Frank Construction in Beloit can help. They are fully licensed and insured in Kansas to do roofing, guttering, siding, and they install replacement windows. Frank is bilingual and offers free estimates. Call Frank Construction now at 392-0091. That's 785-392-0091. Fully licensed for your protection, Frank Construction in Beloit, serving all of north central Kansas.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is investigating an officer-involved shooting that occurred in Minneapolis on Saturday. Approximately 8:20 on Saturday, the Minneapolis swimming pool manager heard 3 gunshots at Mark LeGros Park in Minneapolis and called 911. At approximately 8:25, the Ottawa County Sheriff's Office and Minneapolis Police Department were dispatched to Markley Park, where an investigation into the origin of the shots began. More shots rang out as surveillance was being utilized to search for the origin of the gunfire. The Kansas Highway Patrol arrived to assist when the shooter, Artemis Thor Peck of Minneapolis, ran out of his residence. Peck fired in the direction of law enforcement and the surveillance drone. Officers on scene returned fire, striking Peck multiple times. Peck was transported by ambulance to Solana Regional Health Center, where he underwent surgery. Peck is being flown to Wichita Hospital for further surgical procedures, is expected to survive the injuries. At approximately 9:55 a.m., the KBI was notified of the officer-involved shooting and responded to investigate. The KBI will conduct a thorough and independent investigation into the shooting. Once completed, the findings will be presented to the Ottawa County Attorney for review. The investigation is ongoing, and no further information is expected to be released at this time. Additionally, with this incident, the Ottawa County Sheriff's Office did share on their social media page that all officers involved in today's incident are safe and unharmed. Prayers for all involved are appreciated. National Weather Service offices in Hastings, Topeka, and Wichita have issued heat advisories, which will be in effect from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. today. Heat index values up to 108 degrees are expected for portions of north central Kansas. All of our area counties, including Mitchell, Osborne, Smith, Jewell, Cloud, and Lincoln, are all part of this heat advisory today. The National Weather Service encourages folks to take extra precautions when outside, wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing, try to limit strenuous activities to early morning or evening, and take action when you see symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Again, a heat advisor in effect today from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes, 6th and Independence and Beloit, in their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Today, join fellow Wildcats to celebrate K-State and hear updates from campus. You can meet Adam Walker from 0409, President and CEO of the K-State Alumni Association, and Wyatt Thompson, Senior Director of Sportscasting and the voice of the Wildcats, and tout the Beloit Student Ambassador legacy with Avery Johnson and Elle Eiler of 2024. 6:30 dinner with a short program to follow at the Beloit Country Club. It is $15 per person, and you can pay at the door. That's the news this hour. Reporting for Katy Country 94 and Z96.3, I'm Dusty Donis.
Your number one source for local sports in north central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Tavares looks that out to short left field. That could be trouble. Going out is Witt. He can't get it. It drops down. Both runs will score. Lowe is in. Langford right behind him. A bloop single. Just a butterfly of a hit by Tavares. And the Rangers have a 3-0 lead.
The Royals losing 4-0 to the Rangers on Sunday. More on the game coming up in this sportscast. Kansas City was swept by the Rangers. We'll also have a look at local sports. KBCA All-Star Games held in Solana on Saturday night. Also, the College World Series and Stanley Cup champions will be crowned tonight. It's all coming up in this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. The Kansas Basketball Coaches Association held their annual All-Star Games on Saturday night at Mabee Arena on the campus of Kansas Wesleyan University in Solana. In both games, the winning team hit triple digits on the scoreboard. The blue team took the win in the girls' contest, 102-60. The boys' game, the gold, was victorious, 100-93. Addie Kermer of Emporia led all scorers with 17 points in the win for the Blue in the girls' contest. Also on the winning Blue squad, Pittsburgh Colgan's Lily Brown, who's the daughter of Matt Brown, originally from Beloit and a St. John's grad, had a double-double with 13 points and 10 rebounds. Miss Center's Dakota Kattenberg played for the gold team and tied for the second-highest scoring honors with 7 points. In the boys' contest, Ellsworth's Will Cravens excelled with a game-high 19 points for the winning gold team. Cravens finished 7 of 10 from the floor overall, went 3 of 5 from three-point land. On the blue squad, Beloit's Bryce Beisner wrapped up his high school career with a 10-point performance, shooting 5 of 6 from the floor. Once again, the blue girls winning 102-60. The gold boys win 100-93. As heard earlier, the Royals finished off a rough three-game series of the Rangers with a 4-0 loss Sunday afternoon. The Rangers put up 3 in the fourth and added another in the seventh. Max Scherzer made his season debut on the mound for Texas, holding the Royals to just 1 hit in 5 innings with 4 strikeouts. Jose Urena pitched the final 4 innings, allowing also only 1 hit, as the Royals put just 3 runners on base. Royals manager Matt Quatrero was out tending to a personal matter, so bench coach Paul Hoover was the acting manager, and he offered his thoughts on the struggling offense.
Obviously, when you're scuffling a little bit, you want to see anything fall. And when you hit a ball hard, it's right at somebody. But these guys are working really, really hard, and confident at the bunch they're going to be able to get through it.
Not only were the Royals swept in the three games, but they were also held to just 2 runs through the weekend, being outscored 10-0 in the final two games. They're now 42 and 30. 37. They'll come back home to start a three-game series with the 27-50 Marlins at 7:10 tonight. Cole Reagan's 4-5 with a 3.13 ERA. He'll be the starting pitcher for KC tonight. The Hayes, Kansas native, helping number one Tennessee to a 2-1 lead and eventual 4-1 win in game two of the College World Series Championship Finals. Number three, Texas A&M in Omaha Sunday afternoon. Dreiling's two-run homer came in the seventh, and Cal Stark added a two-run shot in the eighth and a three-run win. Saturday in game one, the Aggies beat the Vols 9-5 with the win by Tennessee Sunday. The best of three series now tied at one apiece with the deciding game at 6 o'clock tonight on ESPN.
They haven't stopped believing, and this series gets dragged back to South Florida for a winner-take-all Stanley Cup Final Game 7.
The Oilers have come all the way back from a 3-0 deficit in the Stanley Cup Finals to tie the series at 3 after a 5-1 win over the Panthers Friday night in Edmonton. The Oilers left no doubt at home in Game 6, getting out to a 3-0 lead after two periods on their way to the 4-goal victory. As noted, the champion will be crowned in a deciding 7th game tonight in Sunrise, Florida. The puck drops at 7 o'clock on ABC. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.